He texted me a few minutes ago and said, just let me know if you get better information. Right when I was QSYing over to the 620, as I assume he's still listening, unless he couldn't figure it out and shut off. But Logan, shoot me a text if you're still listening, but don't have any other information. I think, as far as I know, Logan, the 780 frequency I gave you is probably the one. If you're hearing it, that's your best chance of hitting that one. You could also tune to 146-620 and see if you can hear us on that frequency as well and let me know that. And if you can't, then obviously you won't be able to key up and hit it. But going back to your Tyler, you said your antenna on your roof. I've got mine on the roof at the house also, and it's been on my list to raise it up another 10 feet. It still wouldn't be above the tree line, but what I want to do, I've got the vertical up there, and what I would love to do is get a 2-meter halo. And put it right below the vertical and use that for a 2-meter sideband. And, you know, there's a couple of sideband nets in my area, but I think a couple times a year there's a VHF contest that you can get on and make some sideband contacts as well. And some of the local guys get on VHF, either sideband or CW when there's an opening. And they talk on the net about hitting like, two or three states away during an opening, and I just think that's pretty cool. Some of the guys also get into 6 meters when there's an opening, I guess, when there's a solar storm, then 6 meters opens up, it seems like. I really haven't done a lot on 6 meters, but I know some of the local guys really enjoy that band as well. I forget who gets it. I think I'm handing it to Tyler, and Tyler has it to Todd. Is that correct? This is KA9.